and welcome back to another episode of Extra Features, formerly known as Two Geeks MTC. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Love the intern here.
What was that?
What was, Mom, what did you bring into the studio? The
duck? He brought the duck with him.
I think all one right. of my children's toys is going off in the background. Right. Oh, well.
We're catching up with some of the more recent releases in this episode because we haven't done an episode in a long time. In fact, so long we came up with a new name.
Well, that's my fault because I moved and, you know, oh, kids yeah, and Christmas. So we're back on track for every 2 week schedule. Paul's back on track with his eating of every 2 hours. So the world's all good.
Yep. Just remember to stay regular, Bob. What can you say? Okay, give it back to someone who can.
I could have a couple of comments to my own statement, but I will.
All right.
So progress.
The first movie on our catching up list is one that I haven't seen. I refuse to watch this one. It's a movie called 12 Rounds, and it's directed by Rennie Harlan of Die Hard 2, Cliffhanger, and The Adventures of Ford Fairlane fame, as if you could call that fame. The movie stars John Cena and
Hold
Ashley
on. Did
Scott.
Did you just say you refuse to watch it?
I refuse to watch that one, yeah.
Simon makes us review these. Is that right?
What are you talking about, Kevin? Adventures of Ford Fairlane? I loved.
I love the movie, too. It's awesome. It's part of my permanent collection. But
maybe you should turn on your mic next time before you talk.
Oh, really? Why? Was I doing the whole thing without a mic?
Yeah, you're doing the Bob thing.
Oh, no. Well, just now. But yeah. The intro was on with
no,
the mic
you're
on.
No, you're fine. It's just okay. Funny.
All right, I'm going to hand the mic over to Bob since we've only got two mics.
I know, we had a mic problem for this episode. I don't know. I'll get it figured out. Okay, this stars the legendary actor John Cena. Okay, Bob, have we not seen this movie before again and again and again? Like the typical revenge movie, I steal your girlfriend, I give you 12 things, I think I'm the Joker, and I try to act. Like, this is just bad. This shouldn't even, I can't believe this got a theatrical release.
It did.
I mean, I think WWE is trying to put John Cena out as an actual actor. I find this hard to believe. I mean,
they're not really succeeding, are they?
This movie's horrible. It's lame, predictable, has a couple of somewhat interesting collisions. Not really anything exciting. Bob, are you with me?
I'm with you. I didn't think this was this wouldn't be nominated for my best top 10. So.
Well, Hotel for Dogs is on that list, so you never know.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say about this. Rennie Harlan, I think his career's over since he's doing 12 rounds with John Cena.
No, I don't have anything to say about it. It was
okay,
bad.
Well, I'm going to give it a thumbs down, and that's about
Same
it.
Same here, thumbs down.
That was riveting. Listen, you know what? I put the movie in. I'll admit. I put it in. And then I saw WWE Entertainment Presents, and I said, hell no. Sorry. Anything that's wrestling related is an automatic turnoff for me. I know it isn't for you guys, but that's just
this
me.
This wasn't really wrestling. No.
Yeah, well, whatever. I think he's done that movie before, hasn't he? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, all right. Yeah. With Ted DiBiase. Now, is he related to Ted DiBiase, the wrestler?
His son.
He's Ted DiBiase Jr.
Yes, he is.
Wow. Okay. I knew you guys would do that. All right. Anyway, next movie on our list is one that's came out January or February last year. Underworld: Rise of the Lycans, directed by Patrick Tatopoulos, starring Michael Sheen, Bill Nighy, and Rona Mitra, standing in for, you know, her that hot girl from the other movies. You know who it is.
I know exactly. Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
You know what's scary? I don't think I even noticed Kate Beckinsale wasn't in there.
Yeah, you know what? Because Rona Mitra looks so much like her in the leather outfit and all that. Yeah.
I knew it. I just didn't want to help you.
Yeah.
Because of that shirt comment you made. So.
Wow.
So is this a wrap up for this series? Is this the last final one?
It sure seems like it.
Because what a piece of junk.
Yeah. Well.
Awful.
It seems like a real stretch to get to this point. We have to now get the history of the Lycans.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, this was just bad acting.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the first one. The second one was okay because it had some nudity in it.
And this one was awful.
The third one was not good.
Dumb. Oh, I you know what? I bet I'd like this better if they put these New Moon better. They put these guys in the New Moon movie.
Well, actually, I would put this better than any of the New Moon movies because it actually has
plot?
Action and story and characters you're interested in.
Hey, I'm on the third book. I'm working my way through.
That aren't just obsessed with each other. Will he dump me or not? Who gives a shit? Oh, wow.
Well, this is just another bad movie you guys make me watch.
Bob, what do you think of the movie?
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it either. I feel like someone's in the middle. Sort of on the fence.
Yeah. Not marginal thumbs in the middle?
No, sort of marginal, more thumbs in the thumbs back. More thumbs down than thumbs.
You're all thumbs, my friend. Yeah, all thumbs. All right. Next movie on our list is Adventureland, directed by Greg Mottola, starring Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame, Ryan Reynolds of The Proposal fame, Jesse Eisenberg, Wendy Malick, Kristen Wiig, and Bill Hader. Bob, take it away. I don't think you liked this one, did you?
Actually, no, I didn't. It was on my worst. I didn't. Well, I guess because, as you said in the other, you and Simon both worked in sort of a similar situation. Me, I haven't. So, but it just dragged.
But you've eaten at a few of them, haven't you?
Every stop he makes, he eats a new dish. Keep moving on.
I don't know. I mean, I think this was like the critics' darling movie of the year for a while.
Really?
They loved Adventureland. I got bored.
Yeah.
I thought the part in the music park was kind of good, but the Lisa P storyline was kind of okay, but I just found this dragged. It wasn't funny.
Right.
I wanted it to be funny. I wanted to like this.
You're agreeing with me that it dragged? Huh.
Right. I really just like this movie.
I would
a lot.
Agree that it does drag. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either.
I just got bored.
They're okay. Kristen Stewart's pretty. Ryan Reynolds sort of drops
it. Let's discuss that topic right there. Is Kristen Stewart pretty?
Oh, I think she is.
I just find her, she looks like everybody else. Like, I'd rather she had more Rachel Wood or somebody.
She's pretty in this movie. I didn't find her pretty in Twilight because she's obsessive. I don't think obsession is healthy.
But isn't Lisa P supposed to be the hot chick in this movie?
Lisa P. Oh, yeah, Lisa P.
She's also in Spread.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wish this had more funny bits. I just kind of thought it was like, oh.
Well, yeah. It was another coming-of-age story in the 70s or whatever.
Right, it could have been played by Michael Cera.
Jesse Eisenberg definitely did the Michael Cera thing in this movie.
And it fell flat for me. I really thought it could have been better.
Okay.
I was hoping it'd be like Fired Up too, just something funny, and I enjoyed it, and they could have made more of them, but
it was a long time since I saw some of these movies. next one, so I guess we'd all give it like I give it a marginal thumbs up. Bob thinks it's more of a thumbs down, and Simon thumbs down, eh? All right, next one on the list: Sunshine Cleaning, directed by Christine Jeffs. Starring Amy Adams, Emily Blunt, Alan Arkin, Steve Zahn, Clifton Collins Jr., and Paul Dooley. Take it away, Bob.
Okay, based on the premise, I thought I was going to like it. But actually, Amy Adams really surprises me because usually she's crazy.
Ooh, I'm happy. Ooh.
But this was, while it was a sort of a downer of a movie, it was really good. They turned it into like Amy Adams' not the bubbly character she usually plays, but I really enjoyed this movie.
I like this movie myself. I thought it was pretty good. I thought Amy Adams was great.
Always
good. She's always good. She's pretty solid. And I think at some point we're going to see her actually win an Oscar.
Well, not for Leap Year.
No. Or being Julia.
Julia. Let's back this up.
We have to do a review of that movie too before we can criticize.
No, I know. I think she might get a Best Supporting Nom for Julia and Julia.
Well, we'll see. I think it's all Meryl Streep. I think that I have to see the movie myself before I can make an opinion on it.
I'll wait till we do it, but I have seen it.
Okay. Well, I just think that Sunshine Cleaning was an interesting premise. I mean, they're cleaning up after deaths.
Yes, I thought it was very interesting concept. You know, she needed a job, and this was something she could have done. And I got a question. Do we like Emily Blunt yet? Because I'm really finding she doesn't seem to develop ever. She just seems to be these quirky little characters.
Yeah.
Like I need her. Or is Queen Victoria supposed to be her big breakout role?
Mm-hmm. Young Victoria. She was good in this. But go ahead, Bob.
Before she was also in The Devil Wears Prada, and I watched that. That was good.
And it's a Meryl Streep project. It's not an Emily Blunt project. Young Victoria is an Emily Blunt project, whatever. I'm just saying, I need her to see her develop as an actress. Like, she's always playing these quirky little roles. I want to see her do something more.
Yeah.
And I have seen Young Victoria, so I will discuss that when we get there.
Yeah, I don't think either of us have seen
it. I thought Alan Arkin was playing his usual self.
He was good in it. He had an interesting relationship with Amy Adams' son, and the whole thing with the shrimp, and it goes bad. And
yeah, I felt bad for him because he was trying to sell it. But no, I thought this movie was a little slow at times. I thought it could have moved a little quicker, but it had to for the story, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have pushed it to move the story along. I don't think it suffered because it just suffered for me because I prefer something a little quicker.
I did enjoy the scene when she was at the shower.
Yes, and she just sort of
sits
there.
They sort of put down what she does. She describes what she does, and everybody's baffled by it.
Right. Well, I mean, everybody has weird jobs. Oh. I don't know. I mean, people don't give me weird looks whenever I tell them what I do for a living. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah. Like,
so, Simon?
Yes.
Where's the thumb?
Right in the middle. Solid in the middle.
Thumbs up.
I'm going to go with a thumbs up as well. Like a good 7 or 8 out of 10. You're a 9?
Yeah.
It's not in my favorite movies of 2009. But
this didn't beat Hotel for Dogs on Bob's list.
Because he probably forgot about it. He loves Hotel for Dogs. Bad man. But I'm sure
I love my balloons.
I'm sure that he loved the next movie. G-Force. Directed by Hoyt Yeatman, which has to be a made-up name. I mean, that's
I made it up. I looked on IMDb and I made it up. I didn't like the original name.
What's the original name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Made it up.
The movie stars, look, it's Bill Nighy again. Sam Rockwell, expanding Oscar-worthy performances as the voice of a gerbil or guinea pig or whatever it is. Nicolas Cage. Wow.
Simon's favorite actor.
Jon Favreau does a voice. Will Arnett. Kelly Garner, Penelope Cruz, Steve Buscemi, and Zach Galifianakis. Wow.
He's getting quite a career, I would give Zach. Zach's doing quite well for himself, I think.
Zach is the guy from The Hangover,
That's
right?
That's him, the guy with the beard.
He plays the scientist that develops G-Force.
Of course.
Wow. So, Simon.
I'm going to get killed. I thought this movie was kind of fun. I'm not saying it was good, but Steve Buscemi, when he came out as the, what was he, a hamster? No.
Who's the mole?
That's him. Steve Buscemi was the mole. You, don't cross his line. Don't even think of going over this line. I will kill you. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Other than Steve Buscemi's movie, the movie's completely and utter crap.
In 3D?
No, I saw it in regular D with my knees. Did you see it in 3D?
No, I didn't see it in 3D. Maybe I might have liked it more.
No, I don't think so. It was awful.
It was just an utter piece of trash. One of those nonsense movies like Hotel for Dogs. And nobody over the age of 15 should be forced to watch alone without the a younger person in the room. My niece, I think, liked it.
I had a younger person in the room. Well, younger
Your
than
girlfriend.
Me. Yeah, she's not 15. That'd be wrong.
How old is she?
30.
Younger woman. All right. Well,
but this movie I did not like. I thought it'd be cute. G-Force, hamsters, no. Go away.
Hotel for Dogs. Okay. Yeah, it was on his top 10 list.
It's going to be a new catchphrase.
3 weeks from now, I'll be sitting there walking along the street. Da, da, da. Look, G4's Gerbils is not for us. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They make it for, I don't know, $200,000, $100,000, and they give it to little kids, and they eat it up. They made a fortune. Mm. I don't know. Like, it's a bad movie, let's be honest. Yeah, except for the mole scene. He should get his own little, like, squeakquel or something.
God, don't even go there. We have to review that at some point in the future, too. And that scares me, because the first one was the highlight of Jason, whatever his name is. What's that guy's last name?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking
about. You know
what
I mean?
Yes.
My name is Earl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, he did Mallrats.
Yes.
I liked it was Mallrats.
I know, but boy, how the mighty have fallen.
Cash, man. It's all about the
exactly.
Cash.
Exactly. All right, two more new releases before we go to the video vault. Public Enemies, directed by Michael Mann, starring Johnny Depp, James Russo, Stephen Dorff, Channing Tatum. Although, it shouldn't it be Tatum. I don't know, anyway, forget it. Channing Tatum plays Pretty Boy Floyd. Christian Bale. Harry Mulligan. And I will start this one and say that it was okay. It was nicely shot. Had some nice performances in it. And I think the tea is ready.
Yes, the tea is ready.
Okay. I thought this was an okay film. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, though.
Oh, come on. You can sum it up better, right?
There he is. Let's go get him. Oh, rats. We missed him. We better call in the CIA and go hunt him down. Oh, damn. We couldn't catch him. Maybe we'll catch him at the next place. Do you know where he is? Let's get in our car and chase him. Okay, we're in the car. We got him cornered. Fire some guns. Let's bring in some more guns. We'll shoot him out. Oh, no. He escaped. Let's track him down. We'll catch him.
I thought it was amusing that the guy, the actor that played Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen was...
Billy Crudup.
Billy Crudup was FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover.
It was just a horrible movie, Kevin.
Not mentioned in
this. This is all it is a bunch of gunfire, a bunch of guys saying, we're going to catch him, we're going to get him, and that's really
and then
it.
He gets away every time.
And he gets away every time, and they only catch him by a fluke because they happen to catch his girlfriend at the time. And that's it. So it really was not that
exciting. Not a movie that I'd want to own or see again, but it was okay.
I just put me to sleep, which I'm shocked. Michael Mann movies are very quiet. They're usually heavy plot driven. And it doesn't interest me. Bob?
Actually, I didn't really enjoy this movie either. Usually Johnny Depp movies are pretty good, but this one, maybe it was the topic, but it didn't do anything for me. So I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I'm going to give it a marginal in the middle.
That's nice of you.
50% of a good movie.
Well, we're all agreeing to that. This sucks balls.
Yeah. Not the worst of the movie here, but not good either. All right, last new release is Spring Breakdown, directed by Ryan Shiraki, starring Parker Posey, Amy Poehler, Rachel Dratch, Amber Tamblyn, Seth Meyers, Missy Pyle, Jane Lynch, Kristen Cavallari, got everybody in the cast on this one. Justin Hartley from Smallville, who plays Green Arrow. Mindy Sterling and Bruce Blanche. Oh, yes, and Christopher Knight. Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch. Wow.
Who cares? This movie is a pile of crap. I don't care who's in this. What a bad movie.
Three friends from college
have to go and help their three friends from college decide to go on spring break. No. Yeah. They have to go to spring break to stop. Parker Posey? Jane Lynch's daughter is there, and they have to keep an eye on her. Amber Tamblyn.
Keep an eye.
So you're telling me you didn't like this movie?
I didn't like it. No.
Oh.
Simon didn't like it either.
Simon didn't like. Oh, okay. I guess. Oh, here's where the agreement breaks down. The first non-agreeing role of today's podcast. I enjoyed this movie.
Shocking.
But they're three friends from college who also, when they were in college, they did a karaoke version. Well, maybe not a karaoke. They sang True Colors. And during Spring Breakdown, during the spring breakdown of this thing, they redo this song, and I thought, okay, this is nice. But they're also doing another song. This isn't a bad movie.
Bob, this is a horrible direct-to-video release. Parker Posey's career was maybe kind of riding high. It is now a train wreck, plowing into the ground, cementing himself into the center of the earth.
Somebody owns this movie, I believe. Who would that be? Oh.
You bought it?
No.
I don't own it.
Oh. Back to you.
No, you gave me back the Video Vault movie.
Never mind.
Which is a similar title. You're not reviewing that movie now, are you? We're dealing the one with the 330-something women who go to spring break.
This is just a bad movie. Like, who told Rachel Dratch she can act? Like, who let her out of the closet? Put her back in. She's the Haggerty-looking one? The mousy-looking. Yes.
The one from all of the Nia Vardalos movies.
That's her.
Forced to watch.
Yes, that's her.
Yes, yes. No talent hack.
No, and Amy Poehler tries. And Parker Posey, your career is over.
Yeah.
Pack it in.
Yeah, time to redefine yourself and become the next Catherine Keener. Oh, that would be the next role for her.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to Where the Wild Things.
All
this
right.
is just a boring new release. I thought this would be interesting. Like,
yeah.
Spring Break, maybe something. Like, first of all, it was a direct-to-video release. Yeah. Which usually entails boobs, alcohol, and fun.
But it has the Spring Break element, which includes all of those things.
And it has none of it.
Right.
It has a little bit of alcohol, no boobs, and no fun. That upsets me.
Well... yeah, I think it's pretty much a given that we all dislike this movie except for Bob for some reason. So anyway, just
fun movie.
Contrary. Okay, well, I guess it's time for our favorite segment of the show. Actually, I don't know if it's our favorite segment. We do it every show. Let's go into the video vaults where I think it's quiet and empty, but there's loud crashing rock music playing. All right, first film in the vault.
Bring on the Gerard Butler.
Oh, we're getting there. Actually, there's no Gerard Butler in this.
I know, but
yes. Unleash Hell.
I am Sparta. Yes. Okay.
All right.
I have a question about this list.
Yes.
I got Bedazzled written down here.
Yes.
I thought we were doing the 1960s Bedazzled.
Yes. That's the wrong Bedazzled.
Okay, because I'm looking here.
No, we didn't watch the one with directed by Harold Ramis, starring Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley. I'd be happy to review it if you'd like.
We
to.
Could. I thought we.
I've seen both. No, the Bedazzled that we're reviewing is the 1960s one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With Dudley Moore.
But you probably didn't watch that.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's review the Harold Ramis remake.
In it, you said, yeah, that's the one. So I said, okay.
Okay, whatever. So what did you think of the Harold Ramis-directed remake of Bedazzled, starring everybody's favorite actor, Brendan Fraser, and the ever-voluptuous Elizabeth Hurley?
I didn't mind it at first, but then I saw it a second time, and I thought, what is this? So, the thing I liked about Brendan Fraser in this, he goes from character to character, changes the personality. There was one scene in particular I looked at, and I broke down laughing at it. That's where he changes it into a character. Oh, the sun is so pretty. Oh my gosh. But I started laughing because it was so stupid.
I'm glad to see you could relate to the Brendan Fraser character. Was he wearing a Savage shirt at the time? Okay. This was Brendan Fraser, Bob. That's all I have to say. It's lame. It's funny because it was with Hurley. I just stare at her the whole movie and go, nice. I don't know. It was weird because, I mean, when I saw this, I had never seen the original one with Dudley Moore and Peter Cook. And this is a very different movie than the first one.
I think of the first one, that Dudley Moore one with Peter Cook.
Parts of it were very funny.
I remember watching that many times when I was younger. It used to be on a regular basis.
And parts of it are very strange.
I love it. It's a great movie. When,
it's an
when
excellent
it turns
movie.
Into the fly on the wall.
I was getting to the thing. Goes, I wish I could be a fly wall there saying, It's just kind of funny. Of course, I think the end of the movie is hysterical.
The premise for both films is that the devil offers a poor schlub who's in love with somebody a chance to make, you know, to be with that person. But they change the terms, as the devil is wont to do, of the deal every time.
Yes.
So he'll say, I want to be this, and he'll get that, but with a twist.
Yes.
Right? So they remade it with, directed by Harold Ramis, and, you know, Elizabeth Hurley took Peter Cook's role as the devil. Brendan Fraser was the poor schlub.
But it doesn't work. I find it doesn't work. The first one works because they play well off each other.
Yeah. Well,
this one doesn't work as well.
I liked both. I'll be honest and say that I like both. I like the original a lot more because Peter Cook is perfect as the devil.
He's droll and funny.
Yeah. Sort of that Monty Python sense of humor.
Exactly. And he's trying to get back into heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I can get back into heaven.
Yeah.
And I like the twist at the end of the first one. I really quite enjoyed that.
I didn't care for the twist at the end of this one. That seemed to... Now, then again, I mean, I fell in love with Frances O'Connor in this movie. She's beautiful in the remake.
Yes.
The girl that Brendan Fraser loves.
Yeah.
And she just gets prettier in each of the segments.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And the girl in the Dudley Moore movie is barely in it. Like, you only see her for a couple seconds here and a couple seconds
there.
She's
basically a stranger to him.
Yes. He doesn't really know her. And in the original Dudley, who was in the, what's her name? The one that's in 50 Foot Woman and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She's in it. I can't remember. In the, she plays the temptress.
Oh, my God.
What's her name?
Can't I remember?
I know. People are like on going screaming at us. And
you know
like,
who we mean.
Oh, I can't remember her name. It'll come back to me.
Oh, yeah.
But she looks awesome in the little bikini walking in. That's an early role for her. But I thought the...
But she plays Lust.
Yeah, she plays Lust.
When he stays with the devil at his London pad, it's all like the different... Are you okay? Yeah, they have the different types of sins that are there in the flat. And she plays the sin of lust, which is basically just a bikini model. You know.
Nothing wrong with a bikini model.
No, nothing at all.
And I can't remember her name, it's driving me nuts.
I know, I can't believe it either.
I blanked.
I'll think about it. Anyway. It's and you know, we just saw it too, man. Can't have a whole show of us trying to figure out who it was. But all right, so we liked the remake or the original, and we didn't like the remake or what? I liked the remake.
I liked the remake.
It was good. It was good. I just didn't love it.
Yeah, I wouldn't run to say rush out and get it, but
I own it.
Yeah. Now the next movie on our list, you didn't see, Bob. So if you could pass the mic over, it's a film that Simon found called it's an Italian movie, I think, right?
You're correct.
And it's called Venus and Furs, but it's actually goes by different titles. It's only marginally connected to the erotic graphic novel Venus and Furs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, very very minor. It doesn't quite follow the plot exactly. Anyway, this Italian film, 1969. There have been other versions of Venus and Furs. There was one made in 1967, which is in black and white. This is not that movie. And it was remade recently. And I don't think it's shown up here in North America.
Was it remade recently?
Yeah, it was actually in 2003 or 2005 or
Raquel
something.
Raquel Welch is the name we're thinking
it's
of.
It's Raquel Welch. How could we?
I looked it up for us.
Anyway, Venus and Furs was... It was well shot and looked good for an Italian film.
Most
but
bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was not entertaining at all in any way, shape, or form.
What I've been reading, I told you, the 100 greatest movies you've never seen by that guy you don't like, Canadian film. Slick back hair.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
So I bought his book and it was in there and I'm like, this is bizarre. And he even says it makes no sense.
No.
So I'm like, why is it in your book? It was the 100 greatest movies.
It's like a ghost story, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, the S&M scenes are kind of bizarre where they're whipping them down, the exploitation films. And at the end of the movie, you're kind of like, what did I just watch? Yeah. Very
it's
strange.
It's been remade a million times as Freddy Krueger. And like, basically, someone did something to someone, and that person has come back for revenge.
Yes.
But they show up in different forms to the people they're getting revenge from.
Oh, is that what it was? I couldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, the girl was tortured and killed by these people, and they were all complicit as part of the deal.
Okay.
So she was coming back to torture them and kill them all.
Okay, that
so
makes
her ghost. So,
I still didn't.
But they
okay.
didn't. All no one ever seemed to recognize her.
Well, that was it. I just did not understand this movie in any way.
I would not recommend this film. I wouldn't look. You know, I wouldn't even watch it if it was on television. It was.
It's unwatchable. It's awful. And here's speaking of movies that are unwatchable.
Hotel for Dogs.
No, Awake. Our next movie.
Oh, Awake.
Hayden Christensen.
By Joby Harold.
Yeah, don't want to see him ever again. Hayden Christensen, Jessica Alba, Taron Howard, Lena Olin, Christopher McDonald, who should have probably gotten an award for why the hell are you in these movies? Sam Roberts and Fisher Stevens. What a boring movie.
Yeah.
I'd like to go out on a limb and rename Awake to Asleep.
Honestly, did you watch this, Kevin?
That was so funny. Oh, my God. You should do this more often. Sorry. I'm just teasing you. I didn't hate Awake. I didn't like it.
I can't wait
either.
Until we get another person.
Another person to gang up on you. you know what? Awake, you know, Hayden Christensen's this young guy and not Jessica Alba, and he likes her and whatever, and then he has to go for some operation.
Well, they're going to get married, aren't right. they? They're engaged to be married.
Yeah.
I saw this so long ago. Yeah. Somebody was a little late trying to watch this.
So I know. I'm trying to remember the plot as well. So he goes for an operation.
Yes.
And he's awake the entire time of the surgery, but he's supposed to be knocked out.
Correct.
Now, what happens next? Is he dead? Is that the trick?
He's still alive, but he's like, he can feel everything. He can feel everything but that's going on during the surgery, but he can't say anything because, like, still conscious, but like his whole body's he can't yell out, he can't do anything, can't blink his eyes, but he's looking at everything that's happening to him, and he can feel it. You can even see Jessica Alba and whoever she's flirting with the doctor or whatever.
You know what? I don't even remember this movie. Forget it. I don't want to remember this movie. It was bad. It's not good. It was going to be a new release when we originally had it on the list. It's now in the video vault because it sat on someone's shelves for a long time. It was on mine for a long time, too, because I didn't know. Anyway, I think it was a 2008 release and is best left in the past. So
it was just bad. Even the twist you didn't care about.
Yeah.
You got to the twist. I could ruin it for everybody, but I just don't. I kind of remember it, but who cared?
You know what? Hayden Christensen, the guy, he'll never escape the taint.
Well, he can't act.
Yeah, but he'll never escape the taint of George Lucas. It's on him. It stinks.
You know
those
what?
Three movies. He'll never
I haven't
get
seen those movies since they came out. And I keep thinking to myself, one of these days I'm going to put it in and rewatch it. Give it another chance, because it's been, what, 15 years? So, I don't know. I'm going to give it another try. No, well, that's Star Wars.
Yeah, the two Star Wars movies.
The new ones. I don't know what it was, 10.
Phantom Menace.
He was Anakin Skywalker as an adult.
Yes. And he turned into, he screams while he loses his arms and his legs.
Yeah, that's right. okay.
And back to you, Kevin.
All right. It's, the last two movies on our list today, we might as well do them together. Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2. Simon. You love these more than anybody else I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to let you kick off the review.
Well, I actually, it was weird. I gave these to my niece. I guess when I first met my wife, I gave them to my niece and scared the crap out of her. I think she was about 4 at the time. And then I saw they were coming back, and I phoned my sister-in-law and asked her, can I take my niece and treat you to see these? I love these movies. I mean, I have the posters on my wall, the big movie posters, not the little one, the huge one. I have the toys. Actually, I don't own these on Blu-ray, which is kind of surprising to me. Oh, maybe that's why I don't own them yet.
They're coming out on Blu-ray in February.
Oh, yeah, I'll pick them up. So I took her to see them in 3D, and I got to tell you, I still love these movies. I must have seen them 20 times, 30 times. I don't even need to watch them. And she loved them, which I was really happy she liked them. I wanted to know how they appealed to a 9-year-old. Because, I mean, but no, I think the characters were all believable. I think the toys are fun. And they have a good time.
Did you see them in 3D?
I did.
Oh, yeah. How was the 3D? The
pretty cool at times. I'm really looking forward to the new one. So Toy Story 3 when Andy goes to college.
I agree. I love those two movies. They're great. And Pixar cemented themselves with those movies. I mean, they made two fantastic films. And you know what? I saw the trailer for 3. I'm really looking forward to 3. But I was sad watching the trailer for 3. I mean, Andy's grown up and going to college. Well,
I feel the same way as you. I saw the thing. Because I feel for Andy. They make Andy believable. That he's the little boy inside all of us when we had whatever action figures you had, you got to play with.
Well, it's childhood lost is the whole theme of the third one, and refound in the next generation.
Exactly.
I loved it. I love those films. I think they're going to be timeless. I think that we're going to be showing them to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, if I ever have any. You will.
Well, I don't know. It's up to my children want to have children. That's up to them. I'm not going to get into. But then we go to something a little darker in Toy Story 2, though. Toy Story 1 was a very happy movie.
Yeah.
For the most part. You know, you get buzz and this and that. But 2, it takes that vicious turn.
A little bit.
But 1's pretty dark, though, when they're trying to blow up Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And they have him, Buzz has given up and this and that, and I don't want to be a toy anymore.
Mm-hmm. Bob, what do you think?
Both movies are really great. I can't be surprised that they would turn out to be the best in anybody's collection. They were fun movies. Like the voices were well done, the characters. This is great. I enjoyed it when it first came out, and I still watch it. I would still watch it, but I didn't have to for this because I remembered it so well.
Mm.
Fun movies.
One minor point: who could believe the chick from Corvette Summer could actually show up in Toy Story? Annie Potts is in Corvette Summer.
Oh yeah, who's
Mark Hamill? She plays Mark Hamill's girlfriend.
Oh, I know, we have to review that down
the
line.
I know, but I just think it's funny.
Who does Annie Potts play in Toy Story?
Little Bo Peep.
Ah, okay.
Tom Hanks, obviously, is Buzz Lightyear. Tom Hanks' story is Woody and
Tim Allen is Buzz, and Don Rickles is in it.
I still think in 2, if anybody has not stayed for the credits in 2, when Mrs. Potato Head is putting stuff in Mr. Potato Head,
mm-hmm.
My knees cracked up. I've never seen my knees laugh so hard. And the monkeys and some change for the telephone. My knees cracked up. I told her she wanted to leave. I said, no, we got to stay for the credits. She's like, what? And this has got my favorite scene, 2. Mm-hmm. It has Prospector Pete still mitten box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes, farts. Mm-hmm. It says Stinky Pete on it. That's why they call me Stinky Pete.
Yeah.
I like when you see him trying to get the Barbie's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I thought Toy Story 2 was great when Zork gets to meet his father. I am your father. And they do the whole Star Wars trick.
Mm-hmm.
And Zork's after them on the elevator.
Yeah. That was great.
And they had the fake Buzz Lightyear and the real Buzz Lightyear. He's like, you're just a toy. He goes, no, I'm not. Space Command. I just think these are so well written.
Yeah.
And believable. I mean, we see so many children stuff, and you're kind of like, kids nowadays don't have Toy Story. They're going to, I guess, with Toy Story 3, but they get to watch G-Force Gerbils and Hotel for Dogs. And I mean, to me, there's no love for those movies in 10 years.
No.
Like, these just hold up. I mean, I'm 38. I took my niece, who's 9. And I don't know who was more happy to see these in 3D, me or her.
Well, I would think probably you, but she'll probably walk out of those with that theater with a love for those movies and can't wait to see the third.
Well, I hope so, because I told her this year I'm taking her to see 3.
Okay.
And she can't wait.
Anyway, I don't think any of us could wait for Toy Story 3. I think it's going to be a highlight of 2010.
Well, I think it'll be on my. Well, I'll be shocked. I'll probably own the poster and have it on my top 10 list. I'll be shocked if it's not.
Cool. Well, that pretty much wraps up the Video Vault for this show.
Okay.
Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap it up?
No, nothing for me. Bob?
I mean.
All right, well, for extra features, I'm Kevin.
Bob the intern.
Thanks, Bob. You want to take away my mic next time from you? I'm Simon, and have a fantastic day. If they make it,
Simon makes us watch it and review it.
Hey, welcome back to episode 34 of what was formerly known as Two Geeks MTC, and is now Extra Features.
Ooh.
I'm Kevin.
I'll be intern.
Simon.
And we're back to do another round of episodes of new releases and older movies. And
older by the minute.
The episode is entitled Monkeying Around because Video Vault is a very special overview of all of the King Kong and other giant gorilla related movies. So this will be an interesting one. So let's launch into the truncated part of our show, which is the new release reviews. And the first episode on our new release list is one of Bob's favorites from 2009, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
It is.
Directed by Phil Lord, Chris Miller, starring Bill Hader, James Caan, Anna Faris, Andy Samberg, Mr. T, Bruce Campbell, really, Neil Patrick Harris, Al Roker, Benjamin Bratt, and Lori Graham, all doing different voices.
Yeah.
Bob, you loved it? Why?
I don't know. I thought it was a fun movie. I went into it. I thought, okay, this is going to be cute. It's more than cute. It was fun. Like, the premise, okay, it's animated, but the premise is, like, they're in this town. Can I talk about it? Can I say what they're in the town for? Okay. They're in the town. They're making the sole source of income is their fish, tuna.
No, sardines. I think it was sardines.
Yes. So this one guy, voiced by Bill Hader, he helps his father out with the sardines, but he wants more to life than that. He tries to invent this machine.
Meat and tackle shop.
Yes,
if I recall.
He does. All related to the sardines. But he wants more to life than just sardines and helping his father with the bait and tackle shop. He goes out and invents a machine that basically feeds clouds it's raining, but the rain changes to food. So I thought this was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Well, all right. He has this love of inventing things that's encouraged by his mother, who passes away when he's younger.
Exactly.
Okay, and there's a connection with the TV reporter who was a bit of a nerd as well when she was growing up and is now trying to get into the network as a reporter.
I have a question. I always thought that was voiced by Drew Barrymore. Was Anna Faris?
I thought it was Drew Barrymore, too. It sounded like her, but it could have been Anna Faris.
Well, that's what's written down on her sheet. So I'm really impressed with Anna Faris doing a Drew Barrymore impression.
Yeah, the best Drew Barrymore ever. I sort of liked this. I thought it was a cute premise.
I got bored.
Yeah, I could see this being a great storybook for a kid.
Okay, I've read the book.
Yeah.
I brought it home and read it to my daughter. It's only like 8 pages. Really? Yeah, like they took an 8-page maybe. Well, it does, the book is nothing like the movie, because that's what I thought it would be like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously based and different. No, the old guy, like a bunch of kids sitting around a dining room table, and they say, and their grandfather goes, oh, let me tell you a story about the land where food happened, and they just had this land where this food always happened. Oh. And then there's a few pages of that, and at the end, you see him at the end of the movie off the French toast. So all that stuff with the mayor and all the invention stuff and all, it was all made up for the movie.
Oh, okay.
So just so you guys know, that it's based on a book, and I'm talking literally the premise is based on the book.
They do show that at the end of the movie that it was based on the book. I was looking and I thought, on the book.
Well, clearly, from what Simon's saying, the book has nothing to do with the movie.
And then the premise, that's it, because I read the book to my daughter just to pick it up. So, I wonder. And there's another one, something with pickles. Pickles in Pittsburgh, which I've never seen really at the library. Mm. I've looked a few times for it.
This was okay. The animation was okay.
I got bored, though. I just didn't see a point to it.
I might have enjoyed it more in 3D.
I don't think I would have cared.
Yeah.
I just got bored. I thought it was kind of fun, but kind of boring at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my 9-year-old niece loved it, so that's the crowd they're going for. It's not me.
Yeah, exactly.
They made oodles of money, so what do I know?
Now, anything else to wrap it up? Bob? No?
Nope.
Okay. So, I just thought it was okay.
No, I gave it a thumbs up. I liked it.
Right, it was one of your favorites. Forgot.
They beat Hotel for Dogs in the top 10 one?
Probably not.
Yes, it did.
All right, the next movie on the list I have not seen, so that's I Love You, Beth Cooper, directed by Christopher Columbus of the Harry Potter films. Stars Hayden Panettiere and Paul Rust, as well as Alan Ruck and Cynthia Stevens. So, Bob, here you go.
Oh, my God. Christopher Columbus, what the hell happened?
Simon, by the way.
This is one of the biggest letdowns I've ever seen. The teaser was for me, not that I went to see it because of this, just because it said Hayden Panettiere's naked. I'm like, oh, well, that can't be bad to look at that. So I'm sitting there, and it starts off with Russ sitting there talking at his graduation, giving his farewell speeches and that. I don't know. Is that the right? Well, it doesn't matter. He's sitting there giving his acceptance speech, and at the end he goes, I love you, Beth Cooper. And that's the movie. And it takes
shocks the rest of the people in the audience.
And it goes from there. And it's one of those hijinks, teenager movies. And after a while, you just don't care. You're like, oh, my God, is this ever going to wrap up? And obviously, I mean, he's hanging out with Beth Cooper, and he gets to know Beth Cooper because Beth Cooper comes to his house. And Beth Cooper's boyfriend's one of those jocks that's just a dick. So everything is just stereotypical, normal movie. And it's uninteresting after a while. The character, he's boring. Like, he's a nerd. Nobody likes him. Hangs out with his other nerdy buddy. And they go to this, and at the end of the movie, they go to the party. I don't even know if he ends up with her at the end. I can't remember. Who cared?
Well, he found out that she's not the same as he thought he was. He was in love with a picture perfect version of her. But the real her doesn't turn out to be what he thought it was.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really dumb. Another one of those bad teenage comedies that just goes nowhere. And I love them. We all know I'm a teenage. They bring out anything with teenagers to party. I will watch them. Yeah, I should have known that when I tried to watch Spring Break.
Dude, we totally skipped over Spring Break in episode 33. We're going to have to review it in this one. Oops. Anyway, sorry, it's okay. We'll get to it in the video vault. We'll add it to this episode.
Right, we totally forgot Spring Break. I realized in our notes that we forgot to do that. But though, I'm just saying, I understand what to get from these movies. I don't expect them all be American Pie, but I do expect them to be enjoyable. This was just not enjoyable.
Okay, I will not see it.
No, definitely not.
Then what? What do you want to say?
I didn't find it as bad as Simon. I know it wasn't the greatest thing, but it's still like, I'm going to give it a marginal thumbs, a little more than marginal thumbs up. I'm going to give it a in between.
Just so that people know he likes Hotel for Dogs. Yeah. I repeat, Hotel for Dogs.
Wow. Okay, the next movie on our list is The International, directed by Tom Tykwer. I think he did Run, Lola, Run. Anyway, stars Clive Owen and Naomi Watts. And I guess there's a big international bank which is using its money to buy arms and change the nature of national politics. It's been a long time since I've seen this one, and I'll admit that I didn't think anything of it. It was boring, I recall. Bob?
Actually, I'm feeling the same way because, like, I thought Clive Owen and Naomi Watts, okay, that's going to be watchable.
Yeah,
but then
cast.
I thought, I just got bored of it. I can't even remember anything from it, so it was that memorable.
You guys are missing the important word here. It was dull. For a movie, I expected Clive Owen, I love. Naomi Watts is very serviceable as an actress. She's not going to blow you away, but she's always solid. Mm-hmm. Just a dull script.
Yeah.
Like, they're investigating the arms, you know, he's getting closer and closer, obviously. And they have a little bit of action at the end of the movie, like, a little bit, but it was just like, remind me of those really bad John Carrere books.
Le Carré.
Everybody tells me how good they are, and everyone I read, I'm just like, oh, he's still going on. It reminds me so much of his books. Just really dull.
Yeah. I'd pass on this one if I was given in the video store looking at something. I would avoid this.
So we're all saying we're agreeing on another movie?
Yes, I think
so. Oh, my gosh.
Shocking.
Shocking.
All right. Next movie on the list is Crank 2, High Voltage. Directed by Mark Neveldine and Brian Taylor, starring Jason Statham, Amy Smart, Dwight Yoakam, David Carradine, Jerry Halliwell, Clifton Collins Jr., and a bunch of others. The cast of fame. So, Bob, Crank 2.
Bad. The premise was good, but heart ripped out. But I just didn't like it. Can't tell you. I guess maybe I don't like Jason Statham, but you know, that's me.
Tatum has become an imposter of himself. I don't know how else to say that. He's
parody
of himself. He's become boring. This movie is, I you know what? This movie should have made my top 10 list of worst movies of the year. Mm. I'm probably just trying to block it. It was so bad. But I think it was supposed to be bad. That's the whole thing. I wasn't sure how to take this. Like, I did, like, when I say a movie's bad, I think they're supposed going for something else and they don't make it. This movie is just bad all around. Mm. Horrible. Like, the thing is, he falls out of a plane in number one, and that was a horrible movie. So I had zero expectations in number two.
Yeah.
Like, zero.
I thought, how could they make number two when he falls out of a plane?
Well, he got a heart, and he has to inject himself in the heart.
They take out his heart, and they put in an electrically charged thing of a heart to replace it.
And he has to, like, toasters and all, he sticks in his head. It was just horrible. And he's killing everybody in sight. And, of course, they have to have the random sex scene with Amy Smart again somewhere. And this one did the horse race.
That's fine. Okay. Simon, I got to say, I hated this when I watched it. But it took so long for Bob to watch it, I saw it again.
Oh, no.
And I love it. I love this movie.
Are you crazy?
I now love the first crank. I'm completely turned on these.
Why?
These are so over-the-top hilarious. You gotta love them. I love it. I can't wait till they see Crank 3. I don't know how they'll do it, but it was just so over. It was like a bad video game.
Did you get a bottle of Bailey's for Christmas?
It was like going on a bad trip. It was hilarious. I enjoyed it. And the scene with the horse race. His doctor tells him that friction rubbing up against other people is enough to charge his heart battery. So he and his old girlfriend started doing it on the horse race while the horses are racing around. Oh man, I was laughing my head off on this. This was just so weird and unbelievable that it was funny. I enjoyed it a lot, and I know I'm gonna stand out in the rest of you guys hated this movie, but I just if you're willing to suspend your disbelief on this, you know, I think you'll find you'll enjoy it.
Actually, thinking back on that. Because he has to find different ways to restart his heart with batteries.
I mean, what a stupid concept.
I know.
His heart is ripped out of his chest, and he has a battery to keep himself going.
And you see the different ways, like, he's in the car, and he has to find somewhere to plug the things into it. He's going, and I thought of that, and I looked at that.
He sticks it to his tongue.
Yeah, and he sticks it there to his tongue and whatever. And then thinking back on it, okay. Maybe wasn't that bad.
You probably hated it.
I hated it at first, but then as it got going, like as you said, the where he has to restart his heart and then the friction part. I mean, I looked at that and I'm thinking of that. I couldn't, but.
And then the villain from the first one, they saved his head.
That's just something else. This is one of the worst movies.
Oh, it was awful.
It was an awful movie.
It was awful, but I love it. It was so awful, it was good.
Lay off the shrooms, okay?
Yeah. Well, we haven't reviewed their newest film, the two fellows who did this.
What? There's a new one?
That's coming out, and that's Gamer. When we get to that, that was
Are
by
you
them.
The
yeah,
same
Gamer
guy?
Was
oh.
by those same directors. Oh. They also wrote and did that.
Okay,
so
I'm done.
Have fun when we get to
I
that.
I can't believe Kevin liked this. This is crap.
All right, so Simon's thumbs down. I'm thumbs up. What are you?
I'm sort of leaning towards thumbs up. I was thumbs down, but I'm sort of.
I'm a good convincer. I can, you know, Bob is a cliff over here.
I was leaning more towards thumbs down, then I got the thumbs in the middle, and then I sort of reached over the other side of the fence on that, so.
Okay, cool. Well, the next film on our list is State of Play, directed by Kevin MacDonald, starring Russell Crowe, Ben Affleck, Rachel McAdams, Helen Mirren, Jason Bateman, Robin Wright, Jeff Daniels, Viola Davis. Pretty good cast. You know, not a bad looking film, all things considered. What do you guys think of the actual movie? Simon?
I guess Bob didn't watch this. I thought this was slow and boring.
Ben Affleck.
I saw this when it came out. I don't know how long it took you guys to watch
it. I know.
It, but I can barely
time.
Remember this.
Ben Affleck is dating someone on his staff, and they get killed.
Oh, is that what happened? I just remember Russell Crowe's investigating.
Russell Crowe is his friend, his college friend, who's a writer. For one of the major newspapers.
And he goes to investigate.
Yeah.
I remember. I just found this really slow. I don't remember what happened, nor did I care that happened by the end. And I just thought it was
dumb.
Hmm.
Really slow. I want Russell Crowe to be Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be, I don't know, Michael Douglas. I don't know what the word I'm looking for. I want him to be an action star. A man's man. Not a boring news. It's
not
like
a kind
bad
of overweight newspaper reporter.
This is
guy,
the bad version of Zodiac.
No, actually, I think this is a better film than Zodiac.
Oh, I can't remember. I saw this.
I mean, this
ago.
Has Ben Affleck in it. As a tendency to kill things.
Oh.
But he was okay in it.
Yeah, he gets killed. I kind of like it.
I, you know what? I thought this movie was okay.
Like Generations with Star Trek when William Shatner gets killed. I actually like it.
I thought it was okay. All things considered.
I can't remember.
I wasn't that bored.
Bob doesn't remember
this at all.
I don't remember
it
either.
We had to wait for a long time for him to review it, so for him to have forgotten this.
Yeah, we'll be stopping that in the future.
All right. The next movie. The next movie was one of my second. It was my number two choice for worst movie of the year.
Do you want to lead in on this?
Repo: The Genetic Opera, directed by Darren Lynn Bousman, who also directed Saw 2, 3, and 4.
All filmed in Toronto.
All
filmed in Toronto. And so is Repo: The Genetic Opera.
Wow.
I see a connection. And Bob didn't see this for some strange reason. I thought he was going to rent it.
I think the copy had broke or was scratched or something.
Well, some of those copies you get at Blockbuster are just screwed up.
So this movie stars Alexa Vega, Paul Sorvino, Anthony Head, Sarah Brightman, Paris Hilton, and Bill Moseley.
Who I don't know who he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the other brother.
I started to watch this movie, and I hated it. It was awful. The songs were distasteful. The whole premise was disgusting to me. I saw no reason to continue watching this.
Oh, I've watched
so I stopped.
The whole thing. And you know what? Sarah Brightman can actually sing.
Yeah.
I'll give her full credit. You know what? I absolutely thought this movie was going to be a cult classic somewhere. Some people must love this movie. I thought Anthony Held singing I'm Just or whatever, a repo man. And I'm like, you cannot sing. And he's stabbing the organs out and gutting people, and blood's just squirting
and
everywhere.
The premise is that in the future, people will have organ failure. So there's a company that makes organs.
Yeah, Paul Sorvino runs it.
Yeah, Paul Sorvino runs it.
And Paul Sorvino was in love with Anthony Head's wife and killed her.
Yes.
And so Anthony Head feels, cause I can't remember why, he gave her, saved her somehow, or he feels he has to work for Paul Sorvino for some reason.
Yeah.
He couldn't save her. I know she died, but I can't remember why he had to work for him.
What they do is they repossess the organs if you don't meet your payments.
And Paris Hilton's one of his daughters, and they're all getting these organs to get.
Well, they're so rich, they just perform experiments with organs and transplants and body piercings.
It's a bizarre movie. And someone should stop Paris Hilton from singing ever again.
I didn't get that far.
Sarah Brightman is, well, if you got further, is Alex Vega's mother's best friend.
Okay.
They go to see her. So in the end, we find out, I think Alexa Vega is Paul Sorvino's daughter, not Anthony Held's daughter or something. I don't know. I just thought the movie was dark, grisly, and very bloody for no reason. I didn't like it.
No, not interested.
I thought it was pretty bad.
That stuff, so.
Well, there you go. Now,
Let's go to the Video Vault.
This is Sparta!
Look, a mouse.
What's the mouse doing in Sparta?
The Video Vault.
You haven't heard the intro to the Video Vault. All right, let's do the one movie we forgot from the last episode, which is Spring Break. Directed by Sean Cunningham, starring David Nell and Richard B. Schull. Now, the reason why this came up was that I saw this in 1982. I was 12 years old. It was the first movie I had gone to where people were naked, and it was a coming of age movie for me. It was like boobs, and what can I say? And you know, it held this cult classic in my mind because it was never ever released on DVD.
See why?
And it just showed up. It just showed up on DVD late last year. And I picked it up.
They're running out of idea videos to release.
Well, they put almost everything else out.
Oh my God.
So I picked this up for, you know, $8. And
well, I think you overpaid.
And added it to the list. And I love it. I still love it. It's such a classic of bad 80s.
Oh, every teen films. Horrible teen cliche is in there.
Yeah.
And the acting of challenged people. They're but just horrible
I,
actors.
I love it because it's such a transition movie. It's the end of the 70s and the start of the 80s. It's just the 80s are just new. And people are just starting to wear 80s clothing and stuff like that. And the older generations are still wearing 70s, you know, checkered suits. And it's awful. But, you know, it's fun. They were having fun. And there's energy there. And I like that. Bob didn't. Bob?
It was fun, but it was bad.
Those kids were monkeying around, so it kind of ties into the theme.
I want to get one of those funky shorts.
Which ones?
Oh, the one that the guy that had the plant. I can never forget what that plant was for.
The jean shorts with the stringy.
The jean shorts with the stringy, and he had the plant.
I love the wet t-shirt contest.
But come on, something like having being the guy that's running for Senate, mm-hmm. and he sends his stooges out to spring break, and they're walking around the suits in Florida. Yeah. Or to find the guy, and then they had the penthouse pet.
Oh, yeah.
And all you want to go is, can you get naked? Because that's all you care about is what's your boobs.
She was singing. She sang a lot of them.
She can't sing.
Cat suits.
Oh, they're the cat suits. The songs aren't actually that bad.
There's a lot of camel toe in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Anyway, not a great movie by any means.
Awful, but I'm glad you liked it. Well, Zap was the one for me. I'm sure if we watched Zap.
Yes.
Because that was my, like, coming-of-age movie.
Scott Baio.
Yeah, and there is a Zap 2, so if you guys make me watch Zap 2,
is that with Jason Bateman?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking of...
Teen Wolf. Which I've never actually seen.
Yeah.
Hey, Teen Wolf is...
I think Ralph Macchio was in Zap 2.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. I think it is Ralph Macchio.
Oh, then I remember
Yeah, I tell everybody to skip spring break unless you want some fond, bad memories of early 1980 movies.
All right, this is the monkeying movie episode, so let's start into our King Kong festival and start with the original starring Fay Wray and Robert Armstrong and Bruce Cabot.
I would say this is a perfect movie.
It's pretty much near perfect, yes.
I saw this years ago, and then now that when we were reviewing it, I saw it again. I really enjoyed it. I thought, okay, I didn't want to watch it before, but then... Gotta watch this movie, so I thought, watch it. It's better than I thought. Fay Wray is pretty good in it as the girl.
I mean, there's a reason why it's a classic.
It's phenomenal. I have some weird story, a little off topic. If you guys ever see Gone with the Wind, which it is coming up, because I did finally watch it, the sets that they're burning in the background of the movie are the King Kong sets.
Oh, yeah?
So when you see the big fire in the movie, those mm-hmm. are the sets for King Kong.
Really?
Because they didn't want to build it, so they had needed something to burn. So they mm-hmm. burned the King Kong sets.
Interesting.
So there's a little tie-in to Gone with the Wind. I think this movie works on every single level. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to it later.
And Harryhausen just was revolutionary in the effects.
I just think it works. Because, I mean, they show up to the island. I think the mood is set perfectly. I think Kong is larger than life. The natives dancing, everything works for me in this movie. Mm-hmm. You feel victim to the monster the same way Fay Wray does. It builds you up that way. Yeah. You like Robert Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Like you feel when you're supposed to have that emotional pull. It's all here in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, I like the scenes where he fights the giant water snake.
Did you see when there was a scene that was cut? And then the extra features to the okay, well, Peter Jackson went one of the cutscenes based
yes,
on it with stop motion using the surviving animals and
yes.
designs and stuff like that. And
I know what you're talking
an
about.
Job on that. That was kind of neat.
Yes, I think this movie is flawless. There's a reason why it is amazing. It's
a great movie.
If I had to make top 20 movies, this would be on mine.
Yeah,
of all times, it'd be a tough.
I don't know if it would be on mine, but it's pretty damn good.
I'm a huge Kong fan, so.
All right, what about the sequel to the original Kong, Son of Kong, which Bob did not see, but you and I have seen?
Actually, no, I didn't. I told you
didn't?
I couldn't find one. You didn't know one. So you're it on this one.
Oh, okay. Well, there's not much to say. I think Kong's son is a lot smaller than Kong.
People
himself.
Tell me this was horrible. Everything I read
it's
about
it's not
it.
Very good.
I tried Zip.ca, didn't have it, my
it's
copy.
It's forgettable.
Was
if it had been a good movie, they would have just cranked out Kong movies every.
Well, that's
of
what
years,
I heard. So.
So
this one I never saw. I heard they used some footage from the first one they didn't use and stuff. It just it was not good from what I read. So I have to apologize. You're on your own on this one. Well, you didn't give it to me.
I didn't have it actually. I thought you said you downloaded it.
No, I couldn't find it. I looked for it and didn't.
Not
come.
That you download movies.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah. Say whatever you want. I get it from Zip.ca a lot of my stuff, okay. And they didn't send me this one. They couldn't get it. So. All
right, so we'll just sort of bypass it and say not worth bothering with. Next movie would be in 1940s, Mighty Joe Young.
Talk
gorilla
about
in a gorilla.
Talk about like a total change in movies. Mm-hmm. Like I came off watching Kong, and Mighty Joe Young, which is like watching the Three Stooges of Kong movies.
Yes.
I mean. She's a little girl, you know, and she trades for the monkey. Somehow she trades something with the natives for the monkey.
Yeah.
And the monkey just gets bigger and bigger. And she never leaves.
Yeah.
Wherever they are. Was she in the middle of Africa or something?
Yeah.
With her dad, and her dad dies. But she still has this monkey, this woman, that's very nothing, just lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then the monkey somehow gets discovered by some guy and wants to put him, the monkey, in show. So same thing, Kong.
In show business, because she's basically training the giant gorilla to do stuff. So.
And he's like juggling plates. I'm like, what?
I remember loving this movie as a kid. It used to be on every so often. It was, you know, Mighty Joe Young was actually more fun than King Kong, because King Kong just destroyed stuff. Mighty Joe Young was kind of like, you could, hey, I want a giant monkey myself, and do all this stuff. Of course, things don't go that well in the long run, but still, it was a fun movie. And Bob, what do you think of that?
I agree, it was a fun movie. I didn't mind it. Thought it was pretty good, but I think it stopped working by the half of it. So, but I still enjoyed the half I got to see.
Yeah.
Okay. No, see, I didn't like this movie at all. I thought it was just dumb. That was just a kiddie version of
Kong. But I think it's a hotel for dogs for that generation. I mean, I saw it and I watched it and I liked it as a kid.
I don't think I
as
think it was
adult,
horrible.
As an adult, it's almost unwatchable.
It's the only scene I like.
Motion is interesting.
It's when
that's
they escape
it.
And I can't remember how they convinced the guard to leave and let Joe out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they pay tribute to this in the remake anyway when he saves the kids from the burning place and. I just love when they have the truck scene, and they're like, oh, we're going to switch trucks on them. They'll never figure that out. I'm just like, oh.
All right.
This was bad.
So thumbs down for adults, okay for kids.
I would say so.
How about the 1976 remake of King Kong, directed by John Guillermin, with Jeff Bridges, Jessica Lange, Charles Grodin, René Auberjonois, Jack O'Halloran, John Agar, Gary Wahlberg, et cetera. Bob, what do you think of the remake, the 1970s one where he's on the Twin Towers?
I started watching it and I thought, okay, this is okay. But then I we have to go back before the Twin Towers to where she first sees King Kong in the island. Now, I know we're not supposed to compare. Are we supposed to compare movies?
Sure, if you want. This
okay,
was a remake.
I have to compare the remake to the original. Jessica Lange, when she first sees King Kong, both her and Fay Wray go because they see the movie, but Fay Wray does a better job of like when she encounters the monkey first, she screams. Yes, Jessica Lange faints. I thought, well, okay, Fay Wray doesn't have to faint. And they walk away with King Kong walks away with her hand, his hand. But Jessica Lange is bad in this movie, very bad. But the movie itself is pretty good.
This was Jessica Lange's first movie.
So bad.
What do you think, Simon?
I think she looks pretty good.
She is smoking hot in this movie.
Yeah.
And topless in some scenes.
Yeah, I know. Nothing wrong with that.
I thought Jessica Lange was kind of ditzy in this movie, but she was hot.
But I like Jeff Bridges. I always do. So.
Jeff Bridges, I never really liked Jeff Bridges, but he's okay in this movie. He's a likable guy.
Jeff Bridges is always okay. He's good.
Depends on the movie. But
yes.
But no, I liked this movie a lot. Actually, this is a great.
Oh, I thought it was too slow for me. It was really slow.
I've always had a soft spot for this movie. It's very different from the original.
And that's my problem.
It's a lot more sexualized than the first movie.
Yes. I agree. Because
there wasn't. I mean, Kong was ape shit for the girl in the first one.
Right.
He was in love with her. But in this one, there's a little bit of like a reciprocal thing. Yes. She has some affection for the monkey.
She does, which I don't have an issue with. I just find it's too slow. It's more like a love story.
Yeah.
It's not so much a Kong movie, more of a love story movie.
I mean, I liked it. I think it was a big deal at the time, and poor monkey falls off the World Trade Center.
I know. But two picks. Okay, well, I didn't like this. I'll give it a thumbs down. Didn't do it for me anyway.
And then they made a sequel with Linda Hamilton. Kong Lives. Monkey Love. He meets a female Kong. Did you see this, Simon? Bob?
I did see it.
What'd you think?
I thought, what's his face? Rick Baker in the monkey suit? Because I couldn't get the monkey to work or something?
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
This is really, really bad.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there going, you're kidding me, right? It never gets better.
No.
It never picks up. You just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like watching him hang Rick Baker sitting on the mountain with the female Kong going, maybe an avalanche will kill the moat. The movie will end. But I don't have to watch anymore. It was awful.
Yeah.
Awful, awful, awful. Linda Hamilton looks good, though.
I agree. It was an awful movie. Like, from the start, okay, his heart. But they give him a heart, like an artificial heart. I'm going, this is not believable. I'm looking at it, I'm watching it. I wanted to stop, but I kept watching it. Okay, this might be good. Doesn't get better.
Yeah, forgettable.
Beyond forgettable. Is this Linda Hamilton's early work? Or
it's pre-Terminator 2.
Well, I know
Terminator.
That. It's just a horrible, horrible movie.
Yeah.
Painfully boring.
And there's a reason why I don't think it's been released on DVD.
It hasn't?
No, I think it's only on video.
It's just a bad thing.
Yeah. Someone's done a transfer.
Oh, well.
How about the remake of Mighty Joe Young, starring a very young Charlize Theron, Bill Paxton, Linda Pearl, Lawrence Pressman, Regina King, Reid Serbija, directed by Ron Underwood?
I like this movie.
You like it, eh?
This was the good Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah.
I thought they fixed the plot.
Now, this was a Disney movie.
I realize that, but I think it fixed the plot points the first one had problems with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seemed to flesh out the story a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, she was working in Africa and this and that. Like, she lived in a village. She had a life. Like, the first Disney movie or whatever, it was awful. I thought this one really worked, you know? And they're not making they take Mighty Joe Young and they're trying to put him in a wildlife preserve to keep him alive. Like, it all works.
He's big, but he's not, like, massively huge.
No, and it works for me, this whole movie. Mm-hmm. Absolutely works. Every single part of it works.
Yeah.
The escape works. Storyline works.
Mm-hmm.
The guy trying to get the monkey, because he tried to get him years ago.
Yeah.
All works for me on this one. Absolutely, 100%. One of the best remakes I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. It's actually a fun picture. I didn't really want to like it, but you know, Charlize Theron is just such a likable actress that, you know, and Bill Paxton, you know, I liked it. I enjoyed the movie. What do you think, Bob?
Well, here's a surprise. We're all three in agreement again because I really enjoyed this movie too. I thought the remake was better than the original. Charlize Theron and Bill Paxton have chemistry. The monkey and her. Monkey, but Charlize Theron works well with the whatever the monkey is. It's just a great movie, really enjoyable. I liked it. Thumbs up.
Last but not least on our monkey escapades is, and you know, we should have added Clint Eastwood's Every Which Way But Loose to the sub mix. That would have been fun with Clyde. Anyway, but I don't know if we've all seen them.
Nope.
The 2005 Peter Jackson remake of King Kong. Starring Jack Black, Naomi Watts, Andy Serkis as both the monkey and the cook, Colin Hanks, Adrian Brody, and Jamie Bell. Simon, you want to kick this off?
I will. Fantastic. Absolutely love this movie. Thought it was okay in theaters. And I think you loaned us, made me watch the director's cut.
Yeah, I made you watch the longer version.
100 times better movie. It explained everything I had problems with the first movie. Look beautiful. Well done. I love Peter Jackson movies. I absolutely just love this man. Mm-hmm. This movie was fantastic. The cockroach scene, they're going through the jungle. Mm-hmm. And they take, it was fun to watch the original because I think I watched the original, the 1930, and watched this right afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I got the stuff I missed the first time through seeing this. Mm-hmm. Like the homage to the dinosaur going over the thing and trying to catch him underneath, Adrian Brody, the whole swamp scene they redo. Like, he really shoots it scene for scene, just mm-hmm. updates it, and adds a few things in. Yeah. This works perfectly for me as a movie. Extended version, director's cut. I thought it was a much better movie than the theatrical release.
This is how you remake a movie. 2005, you're going to remake King Kong from the 1933. You remake it like this. Peter Jackson, good. He did a good job. This is way better than the 1970s one. Jack Black usually annoys, but he did a great job as whichever character he played after King Kong. But this was a great movie. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Thumbs up.
I gotta say, what I liked about this was it was in a sense a remake because it was set in the original time period, which is unusual. Usually, when they reimagine a remake, they transport it to modern times. I like that gave a historical perspective. What was New York like in 1933 before they left? What was it like to be a writer and a director? Problems and the backstory to Driscoll and the rest of the crew.
But it was a good backstory.
It was very good.
And they filled in stuff that the first one left out. Like the scene with the apple, they redid perfectly.
Yeah, and there were scenes in there that were fantastic. I mean, the spider pit sequence, my God, that's disgusting, but it was really creepy.
Yeah.
And good.
The cockroach scene.
Yeah. I mean, I like this movie a lot, and I just think it was too long.
Really?
Yeah, it was overlong.
No, I don't see. I think it works for me because it's longer.
Some of the scenes with her doing the soft shoe shuffle to entertain Kong.
I love that.
I think it went on too long.
I disagree with you totally.
I think it went on too long.
I think it's just a phenomenal piece of work.
But I still love it. I think it's a great, great movie. I think it's going to stand out as an indulgent work in Peter Jackson's.
It is an indulgent work.
Because he loved the first King Kong
so
much.
I love this movie. I think I love the director's cut. I like the way it gets more in depth. Being a mm-hmm. big Kong fan, mm-hmm. enjoying Kong movies, I wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the whole scene. Yeah, it was so long. I loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. So if we were to go through all the Kongs, which ones would you recommend of the ones that we saw for the show? What would be the one you'd recommend the first and foremost?
Well, you got to watch the original Kong.
Yeah.
I think you have to watch the Peter Jackson Kong, and I'd say the Mai Jo Young remake.
Yeah.
And that would be it. I'd skip those other 70s ones.
Yeah. Bob, what would you say?
Same here, actually. The 1933, the 2005, and the Charlize Theron remake of Mighty Jo Young.
See, for me, I would say watch all three King Kongs. Because Jessica Lange is so hot. that's not the only reason, but... To give you a perspective on it's like every 20 or so years, somehow we missed it in the 50s, but we see a remake of, well, maybe every 30. We see a remake of King Kong. Who knows what it'll be like in 35 or even alive to see it, but, it'll be an interesting thing. I think it's a generational thing. I think it's a timeless tale Yeah.
Well, you do have to see the...
The Mighty Jo Young was okay. I don't know if I'd really say rush out and see it. I'd say if it's on, watch it. Get a chance to the others, no, I wouldn't bother with Son of Kong or King Kong Lives. They're forgettable. Mighty Jo Young, the original, is again, if it's on and the kids want to watch it, that's cool. But otherwise, forget it. So, we've been monkeying around a bit in this episode.
We have been, that's for sure.
Gone bananas. Bob went apeshit.
I'm out of here. I'm Simon.
I'll be in turn.
And I'm Kevin, signing off Extra Features.
And if they make it,
Simon makes us watch it and review it.